From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra kicks off its 2025-26 season with its free Symphony Under the Stars concert at Elmwood Park this Saturday at 7:30. David Stewart Wiley is musical director and conductor for the RSO.
We have the debut of a young singer, Mayar Monir, little tribute to Dolly Parton as a teaser for our Nashville Meets the Symphony season. And we have an incredible urban percussion group, Plastic Music. They play exciting percussion instruments right down in front of the stage. And of course, some patriotic favorites, some John Williams we haven't done in recent years.
It's the last weekend this Friday through Sunday for the play Sylvia at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke. A stray dog, played by a speaking actor, comes between a New York City couple at a crossroads. Lots of laughs and some poignant moments. Tickets at beartheater.com. Stephen Baltz is the director.
The relationships between the human characters and the human and the dog, it's just a really strong play about relationships.
A first-time event that combines the artisan market held several times a year with wine tasting this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Explore Park. Alex North with Roanoke County on Explore and Pour.
It's really an artisan market and wine festival in one. Folks can come out and browse some handmade goods from local artisans and some different vendors and unwind with some live music. Wine tastings are $25 a piece. A new event that we're trying out.
It's the last weekend for the Mo Willems Opposites Abstract at the Taubman Museum of Art, based on books by the author-illustrator. Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus was a bestseller. Cindy Peterson with the Taubman.
This particular exhibition is based off of his book, Opposites Abstract. And what a perfect one for the Taubman Museum of Art. There are 20 colorful large-scale paintings using ink and acrylic on paper.
Get your tickets now for History is Served, a fundraiser from the Historical Society of Western Virginia next Thursday, September 18th at the O. Winston Link Museum. Ashley Webb is the executive director and curator.
And that is with Andrew Lawler, who wrote A Perfect Frenzy, and that's about Lord Dunmore and his Ethiopian regiment. His fleeing Virginia sort of sparked Virginia's role and the outcome of starting the revolution.
Next Sunday, September 21st, Opera Roanoke opens its 50th season at Jefferson Center with Love and Sacrifice, a tribute to the heart of Opera Roanoke. The final acts of three famous operas, including Puccini's Madame Butterfly. It's also conductor Stephen White's final performance as artistic director.
It's a very special and poignant thing for me. I'm bringing in some of my very best operatic friends.
A movie night at Melrose Plaza this Thursday. The PBS documentary We Want the Funk will be screened. There'll be snacks, popcorn, and a music playlist spanning four decades. The Company You Keep stage play at Jefferson Center this Friday and Saturday. Danger Muffin at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. Clem Snide with Rye Valley at the Spot on Kirk this Friday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Matt Shields with Mill Mountain Theater. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the cultural calendar. Mill Mountain Theater is Roanoke's only professional theater and has something for everyone. Comedy, drama, musicals, concerts, the Fringe series, youth shows, classes, camps, and more. Go to millmountain.org for more info.